Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
Waiting for another weekend.
Yeah, this is it, boy. It's getting, the year's almost over.
And my hopefully closing is coming up.
That's right. Wow. We'll have to have a big housewarming party for you.
Well, I have to do few things there first.
Oh, yeah?
Well, like replace carpeting, furnish it.
Well, that's what you have a housewarming party for. Everybody shows up and helps and paints and fixes up and...
Well, no. That's not a housewarming party. That's like a painting party.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have painting, but a lot of times people show up with all the gifts and all the furniture or coupons so you can go buy the furniture or gift cards and stuff.
Nah.
Well, NJGHS members, if you really feel for Brian, send him a send him some money for his move.
Well, that's why I'm trying to close this year.
Yeah, get the write-off.
No, for the first-time home buyers credit of $7,500.
Oh, yeah? Why, it's not going to happen next year?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
At least that's not what I hear. But I also like to get it for... the 2008 taxes versus the 2009.
Yeah, that's when we did. We got our house. We closed on December 30th.
Yep, that's why I'm pushing to get this done as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my real estate agent said that she should hire me because I'm one of the very few people who actually push people to get the work done.
Wow, that's great. Especially out here. It's like, I just feel like I do get around this dumb bunny pulling out of McDonald's.
What do you mean out here?
They're so slow, man.
Excuse me, my... My loan specialist is in Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Marlton, New Jersey.
Oh, well, there you go. Anything south of the Raritan Toll Bridge is a waste. No.
Hey, as long as they get the work done, I don't care.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's exciting. So I want to remind people that it's coming up quick. Tuesday, December 16th is the Holiday Spirit Gathering in Hackettstown. And that's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at 293 Main Street in the Blue Room of the Community Center. All items that will be on sale are cash and carry. New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society memberships that will be purchased at this event, whether you're giving it for yourself or giving it as a gift. The full amount, the $20 fee, will be donated to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
And even if you just want to come down and give a donation to the hospital.
That would be great. That would be awesome. So you can either get membership or make a donation because it's a good hospital for kids. I mean, they do a lot of good work. So we're going to have the bake sale going on, the t-shirts, the books. You can buy Morbid Mobile Tour gift certificates.
And I guarantee you that stupid Christmas music is going to be played again, isn't it?
What stupid Christmas
music? Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, the Bob Rivers stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see. I'll probably, I'm going to put out maybe some, like, cookies and apple cider and stuff for people to have refreshments, you know. And then, of course, there'll be stuff, baked goods for sale. But, yeah, we should probably have, you know, some festive music.
Festive or your festive music?
All right. Do you want me to go back to, see, the classic that I was weaned on was all the Johnny Mathis Christmas songs. So that's what I grew up with. And then I've brought my kids up with that. And now they still kind of request it. But then I got into Bob Rivers. So now it's like we rotate between both. We do a little Johnny. We do a little Bob Rivers, you know. Johnny. But, nobody sings those songs like Johnny Mathis, though. He really, what a voice. But anyway. So that's December 16th. You should come on out. Are you going to, you don't know if you'll make it out for that because you're looking at your closing at that point.
Around there, yeah.
Well, if not, you should come and at least make merry.
I also have my company's Christmas lunch that day, too.
Oh, forget it. You'll be wasted. Do you guys go out and drink on your holiday? You don't drink during your holiday parties anymore?
No. That was the dinners we used to go. This is a luncheon.
Oh.
And the company.
You know, what happened, man? Remember back in the 80s? It was just like you were looked at weird if you didn't drink, you know, at any kind of business lunch, business dinner. It was like automatically they expected you to drink. And
not anymore.
Yeah. I mean, which is good because, you know, for someone like me, it was pretty hard because with the headaches and all. But, you know, although you get into a training, you do, you know, work up to steel plating your liver, and eventually, you know, you're like, oh, it's another shot of Wild Turkey 101. I can handle it. But anyway, So make sure, everybody, that you come on out to Hackettstown December 16th. I know it's getting close, but that's your chance to do some good, you know, paranormal Christmas gift shopping, Hanukkah shopping, whatever. When is Hanukkah this year?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I think I am Jewish.
When I was, you know, dating one years ago, I had to know all these things. I had the whole house all decorated for Christmas, and he's like, my father's coming with his new wife. I'm like, oh, here's a menorah. Stick it on the mantle. Ta-da! He's like, yeah, that's great. It just looks so Judaic in here.
He threw some Kwanzaa stuff up there and say, look, all denominations.
You know, and he starts laughing because he goes, in all the years, because originally the house that we were in was his grandparents' house. So he remembers coming there and doing those hunting for the coins or whatever it is during this, like, you know, like we have an Easter egg hunt or something. Well, what do they call that? Passover.
Okay.
So for Passover, that's their Easter or whatever. So he's like, you know, in all the years I came to this house, now that I've lived in this house, he goes, there's never been a Christmas tree. He goes, you were the first person to put up a Christmas tree in the living room with the lights. And I'm like, but it looks beautiful, you know? But as soon as I heard that his father was coming, I'm like, oh, got a menorah. That's hysterical. You should have seen me doing my first Seder. I had to look everything up online. Oh my God. The things I went through for this man. And I'm like, where the hell am I going to get a hard-boiled egg for the Seder plate after getting out of work? I'm not going to have time to boil it. And I'm like, salad bar. So I go to the salad bar. I pick up some hard-boiled eggs. Oh, I'm getting all this stuff. I had to do the whole Seder plate. I printed all the prayers that he had to read and everything. Oh, my. Yeah. Those were the days. See, I'm not that dedicated to men anymore.
Now she's moved on to women.
Ew! No way, dude. No way. Ever. Never. Ever. You know, I have nothing against people who want to, but I can't. I am just as hetero as the day is long, so. But any event. So, now that we've covered all that, make sure you come out to our holiday spirit gathering December 16th.
And ask her more about the Christmas tree.
Yes. And, you know, in case you ever need to do a Seder, trust me, ShopRite.com is excellent. It gives you the whole shopping list, the prayers, the whole spiel. Anyway, so meeting announcements. Ready for those? Central Jersey Division, no meeting in December. Enjoy your happy holidays. January 7th, 2009 will be the next meeting up at bat for the Central Jersey Division, which is headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish. It takes place in the Hazlitt Library, located conveniently at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt, starting at 7 p.m. and ending promptly at 8:30 p.m. The North Jersey Division is going to, of course, be meeting on December 16th for the Holiday Spirit Gathering. And then the following actual meeting will be January 20th, 2009, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend. We do always have a share and scare segment for every meeting. So if you have any questionable photographs or recordings that you would like reviewed, please bring them with you. And we'll be right back.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandhuman.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hi, I'm Patrick Burns of True TV's Haunting Evidence and Paranormal Researcher, and you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. Now get this, for each Parashare you send in, you get one credit. One credit is all it takes to get membership in the NJGHS, if that's what you desire. You don't want to spend $20, send in a PowerShare. However, if you want to save up 10 credits, you can get a natal chart done. That's your astrological blueprint based on your birth date, time, and place. All you got to do is send in 10 PowerShares like our listener Angela did.
Our first one.
Oh, yep. There you go. All right. Now, normally I charge $75 for one of these natal charts, so you're getting a good deal here if you send in 10 stories. All right. Now, this week, we have a PowerShare.
Wow. 2 weeks, 3 weeks in a row.
I know. I'm telling you. Yeah. We're on to something here. This comes from Dave. He says, Dave here, very interested in your ghost train. For those of you who don't know, he's referring to, I think it's on our investigations page or something, there's a drop down for ghost train. It's a whole EVP thing that Dave Roundtree sent in and I posted. So anyway, Dave says, I have a ghost train experience. It was October 5th, 2003. I marked my calendar after it happened. I live in the Poconos. It was about 5 a.m. I was getting up and getting ready for work. I live in a quiet area of the Poconos. As I was getting dressed, I could hear a steam train blowing its whistle. I could hear the metal scraping sounds. It was very loud. Seemed like it was going through the valley behind the house across the street from me. I thought, wow, it's kind of early for someone to be running an old steam train. It lasted about 3 minutes. I went downstairs to get my boots and jacket on, and I heard it again. I thought someone was going to get in trouble because it was pretty loud for 5 a.m. I got in my truck and started driving to work, thinking about the train when I realized there were no train tracks even close to my house. It's a good 20 miles to Jim Thorpe, 30 to Stroudsburg. That would be where the closest tracks would be. I've waited every year on October 5th to see if I hear it again. I haven't heard anything. There is no mistake as to what I heard. It was very loud. It echoed through the woods. I could hear it hissing, scraping, grinding. Finally, I hope to have found someone that will believe me. Everyone I tell thinks I'm crazy. I know what I heard. Okay, here's a follow-up he sent me. The house I'm living in now has a lot going on. Many times we can smell coffee or toast. Many times while we're sleeping, I've felt someone touch me, like a heavy hand on my leg or shoulder. One time I was awake. Something was holding me down. I could not move at all. Could barely make a sound. It was very scary. Too bad I'm moving out of that house this week or next week, which since he sent me this, he has moved out. He actually got an apartment close to Bethlehem now.
Oh, okay.
So, and anyway, he said, or you guys could study the house. Things have moved there. Boxes were thrown across the room while we were having band practice. A Mickey Mouse alarm clock went off while the wife and I were fighting. The clock had no batteries in it. I hear someone walking around at night when I know I'm home alone. So, yeah. Now, I'm sure with the strife and stuff that he and his wife were going through, because right. That's what happened. That's why he moved out. They're separated now. And, I mean, I'm sorry for that. I know that's a painful thing to go through, but I'm sure with the stress that they were going through being under the same roof, if there was any latent paranormal activity, that probably really fed it and kicked it up. So, you know, so no, Dave, you're not crazy. You experienced something, and that's very cool, and I thank you so much for sending that in. Dave opted for membership.
Oh, cool.
So I did send him membership. We're up to 597 members in the NJGHS. Got three more to go. I was hoping we would hit 600 in November, because last year in November we had our NJGHS 500.
Right.
I wanted to at least get another average 100 members a year. We didn't make it. We still got three more to go. Well, actually, there's some memberships at home I need to process.
See?
We're probably at 600. So, but that's great. Thank you so much, Dave, for sending that in. And we'll be right back after this. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page.
Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, I'm Kelly Weaver of the Spirit Society of Pennsylvania, and you're listening to the Deadline podcast of New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked the very lame, pathetic, just subcranium question of the week, which was, who is the mayor of Ghost Village? Who? Brian, who?
I don't know.
That's Jeff Belanger. Jeff Belanger was the answer. Now, hopefully somebody, in the time that we've recorded the show, will hear and listen and email in the correct answer, because, my God.
And we start putting the question.
I was a question on Jeff's site one week. He asked, you know...
Who's that wacky redhead?
No.
New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society?
He said, what does I don't know, Laura from the end, or the ghost chick, or whatever, or who wrote the book, or whatever he said, but he said, what car does she drive? So, it was a question where the answer was Jezebel, so I thought, wow, that's neat.
Well, there could have been two answers.
Well, yeah, but you know, the car.
Well, hey, you know what? He didn't specify.
He probably did. Excuse me if I can't freaking recount the question verbatim. I'm just saying, I'm trying to make the point that I was a question on the Ghost Village site one week. That's very flattering. Thank you, Jeff. And now Jeff was a question on our show. Get it?
No. I didn't approve it. I wasn't a question on his show.
Oh, you're a question. You're a walking enigma, Brian.
I'm an exclamation.
Anyway... Now, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of you should get this. What is the name of the guest we had on the Deadline from the show Haunting Evidence? This guest appears on the show Haunting Evidence on True TV, and he was a guest on our show. Be the first person to email the correct name to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win the DVD, The Order of the Alchemists, The Knights of Malta, and Cagliostro. This film reveals the true history of the sovereign military order of Malta, and in so doing, we discover occult and sinister forces at play. Ooh. Alrighty. So, moving on. Hey, did you see this? I saw this was one of those little Yahoo news blip things, so you couldn't really get a printout of the story. You just could only watch it. Oh, good God. This woman is making salsa. The salsa splatters on the wall of her kitchen. She hangs her rosary beads around it. She says the splatter mark is the Virgin Mary. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, well, let me tell you. I saw the splatter mark in the video. You know, like, okay, if I tilt my head and squint my eyes, I could kind of see, like, you know, really stretching the imagination. And she's got her rosary beads hung up around it. I'm like, you've got to be kidding.
I'm sure it was red salsa?
Yeah. Oh. And she's been getting the smell of roses in her home ever since this happened, which we all know. The smell of roses indicates the Virgin Mary.
Oh, okay. Well, I wonder when it splattered against the wall. It looked like the Virgin Mary. I wonder if it was that time of the month.
I know, the Bloody Mary. Oh, I'll tell you. They're all out there. And, you know, and this is what gets news coverage. Isn't it mind-boggling?
Well, you know what? The wackos got to have their 2 cents, though. So.
I mean, unbelievable. It just, it's staggering. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up for this week. I know Christmas is closing in, everybody. So, if you're like me, all I have to do is baking and I'm done. I'm going to be baking for the NJGHS bake sale and I'm baking for gifts and... Everybody else is getting a smile and a handshake. That's about it.
Well, depending on how certain things go, they might get more than a handshake.
Well, my kids, I'm going to give some cash to.
Oh, there you go.
That's about it. Yeah, yeah.
Tell them their gift was California.
Well, they're aware of the fact that you know, their mom was, you know, hustling a buck to pull that off, so... You know, I'm like, don't look for anything else. You're each going to get $50. That's it, you know. Anyway, so I wish you all a good weekend, good shopping, if that's what you're still in for. Make sure you shop at the NJGHS Holiday Spirit Gathering on December 16th. Ha-ha. And don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley. I know everybody's got a lot of stuff going on, but we really need your votes, especially since we're looking to... parlay the show possibly into a live show on parax.com.
That could be your Christmas present to Laura. Vote!
Yeah, vote for it, please. And leave some comments, you know? I mean, I don't care. Even if you want to just tell me to shut up, it's fine. It's just vote, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All right. So, that said, make sure you go to the link is right on the njghs.net homepage and the deadline page and vote for us on Podcast Alley. Thank you, Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
And also our team leaders. Thank you so much, Gregory and Sherry Irish, for holding down the fort there in Central Jersey, and Dina Chirico for holding down the fort in North Jersey. And, of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet The Deadline.